Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2434, Good Things That Get Ruined When Taken to Extremes, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. And on Fridays, I answer your questions. Remember, you can send in a question by going to oldpodcast.com/ask, or just send an email to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I like to share a little inspiration with you. So with that, here we go. Quote, "The question should be, is it worth trying to do? Not, can it be done?" Allard Lowenstein. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Good Things That Get Ruined When Taken to Extremes, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. It must be human nature. As a species, we're quite adept at taking something good and, in an effort to extract greater rewards from it, we manipulate it, mold it, stretch it to become a more extreme version of itself. And we screw it all up in the process, losing sight of what made it good in the first place. 1. Healthy Eating. Making better food choices is good. Taking eating well to an extreme, like obsessing over every piece of food that passes your lips, is not, but it's a common progression. Someone starts making smarter food choices. They see positive results in the mirror and feel fantastic from their improved lifestyle. So they escalate their efforts. They avoid entire food groups, restrict calories to low levels for an extended period, label foods as good or bad, and feel guilty for eating the bad things. For many, unfortunately, these good behaviors gone extreme lead to binge eating, disordered eating habits, or full-blown eating disorders. Stress increases from constantly obsessing over food. Food must be earned through vigorous exercise. Something good, making better food choices and thereby improving health, body composition, and performance, was destroyed by taking it to an extreme, like obsessing over the food, avoiding entire food groups, rigid dieting, and so on. What once made you feel great about yourself and provided positive benefits was twisted, contorted, and mangled into habits that are more stifling than rewarding and become difficult to break. Eating well is a worthy endeavor, but don't ruin it by taking it to an unhealthy extreme wrought with obsession and guilt. 2. Exercise. Moving your body frequently is good. Strength training is great because it not only builds muscle, but it increases bone mineral density, which is particularly important for those that are female. It boosts confidence and provides a host of other benefits. Exercise should make you feel great about yourself, make tasks of daily living easier, provide positive health improvements, build muscle, and alleviate stress. But when taken to an extreme, its benefits are masked, like when you use exercise as punishment for eating something bad, because you missed a week of workouts, because you want to fix your flaws, or because you think being exhausted after a workout is mandatory. This extreme transition takes something that should have made you better, your life better, and destroys it. Exercise is great in frequent doses. We should all move our bodies in some form every single day. But make sure it's something that builds you up for all the right reasons. It should never be done as punishment. 3. Minimalism. The concept applied to possessions, own what you need and what brings you enjoyment, is simple and appealing. I love having a clutter-free home and being able to find anything I need at a moment's notice. The way I practice minimalism, I buy what I need or what brings joy or improves the quality of my life. I've sold possessions I no longer used. I've whittled down expenses like removing satellite TV and expensive cell phone plans. I've sold my house and moved into a smaller home. These things improved my quality of life and are minimalist lifestyle actions. A minimalist approach is also tremendously beneficial when applied to strength training and nutrition. You focus on the few big things that must be done to produce the majority of the results you seek. Yet, some diehard lifestyle minimalists would scoff and say, "I'm not doing minimalism right because, for example, I have a traditional coffee maker, a French press and grinder, and a nifty espresso maker." Pick one because you don't need more, some purists would say. I think they're missing the point of minimalism. It's not about owning less for the sake of owning less, or paring down to what you need to survive and nothing else. It's about owning things that bring you joy, and I enjoy many different types of coffee. Some people lose the beauty of minimalism when they force it to an extreme. They get rid of every electronic. They refuse to have decorations or photos because it's deemed clutter or unnecessary. They constantly trim down their possessions and scrutinize every item they own. The goal is no longer distinguishing what you need and enjoy from the superfluous. It becomes about possessing as little as possible at the expense of all else. In this sense, minimalism has transitioned from something that improved their life, like less clutter, getting rid of rarely used items, and saving money, to something that dominates it, and perhaps makes their life more stressful from constantly scouring for things to get rid of. Maybe I need to get rid of my car. Maybe I must get rid of every non-necessity. Maybe I only need one plate and a few pieces of silverware. And I would love to have that, but then it's another item on my what I own list. Minimalism can be good, but it needn't be taken to an extreme to reap its benefits. And minimalism, in my opinion, looks different for everyone when the focus is on owning what you need and enjoy. So leave me and my three coffee makers alone. And 4, self-improvement. Becoming a better human, staying true to your values, getting out of your comfort zone, and enhancing your life are worthwhile pursuits. The ugly side emerges when those good intentions turn into a never-ending journey of self-evaluation that sprouts a growing list of things you hate about yourself and want to change, or when you fall into the trap of thinking every single day of my life must be epic and crammed full of adventure worthy of posting to Instagram, or I'm a total failure. Becoming a better human and aiming to live a great life is good. Allowing that pursuit to consume every thought, thus leading you to think an average day is somehow a bad thing, and that you must do some drastic blood-pumping activity every day, like go cliff jumping or bet all your savings on the big game because, you know, you only live once, is not. Self-help material and the ensuing journey can be good. Uncovering the meaning in your life and aligning your actions and priorities accordingly is good. Being a self-help junkie and trying to stay high on motivation is not. We need to enjoy the good things in life and the benefits they produce. And we need to stop trying to manipulate them to produce more, lest we screw it all up only to be left with more problems rather than meaningful results. You just listened to the post titled "Good Things That Get Ruined When Taken to Extremes" by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com /health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. We know the saying, everything in moderation. Sounds boring, right? But it truly is often the best advice. Nia's post today highlighted the extremes we may go to get the results we want. Unfortunately, this can throw our lives out of balance. So the everything in moderation idea, although it may sound boring on the surface, can be the trick to keeping our lives in balance. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great Wednesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.